Last week, he called in pretending that he was from some fucking sweepstakes, and he told me that I'd won the grand prize of 50 cocks in my mouth. He goes, I have the option of sucking all 50 at once or one a month for 50 fucking months.
What a horrible prize. I wouldn't be interested in either of those.
What is that from?
That is also from Goon, which I'm feeling you need to watch. I know you don't watch movies like a human being like the rest of us.
I don't have time.
All right. Well, Goon's good. Just saying.
What actor was that? Giamatti?
Who said that?
Yeah.
That was Jay Bishmol, something like a. He's this little Jewish dude from Freaks and Geeks.
Oh. Sounds
and he wrote Goon, which also was the intro to the earlier episode we did. And I've got one more Goon sample that we can use as a cheesy little 10-second intro or something like that. Funny fucking movie. If you have not seen Goon, it's on Netflix now. It was in theaters like 5 minutes ago and on demand, already on Netflix. And good sports flick, man, about Stifler is like a hockey enforcer. And I enjoy it. A guy fucking finding his way in life, and it's written. It's fast.
Was it actually in theaters? I don't even.
I
watch TV, but
it was in theaters.
You saw ads and shit.
No, it wasn't that sort of in theaters, but it was in a couple. Like I don't know if it was trapped in like art house type shit either, but
I don't get movies like
it
that.
It had a release. I'll
and they
say
can
that.
Actually turn a profit. Just
well,
from,
yeah, because
like,
I'm sure it costs like. 3-5 million to make in that neighborhood, something like that.
So that means you need to sell what, like 1 million on demand?
I don't know. I do not know how the profit works in those cases.
Plus advertising. Well, apparently there
yeah,
was
and I'm Netflix pays you X dollars to have your movie as part of their service, I'm sure.
Weird. I mean, I guess they wouldn't be fucking making it if it didn't make a profit.
There's no way it couldn't have unless Stifler asked for some absurd amount of cash.
And no, because I heard Eugene Levy on the radio talking about that, and he was saying, like, yeah, movies that cost, say, like you said, 3-5 million.
Yeah.
They give you that money without second thought because apparently it's just, like, impossible to not make at least that amount back.
You would have to make an utter fucking bomb, at which point it's going to make its money,
money
back because everyone's
yeah, shitty
wants
reputation.
To see, yeah, the piece of shit. So, I don't know. Goon's good, though. It is not a horrible piece of shit. You watch Goon, you're going to enjoy yourself. And it's 90 minutes. Kind of like Rocky and... Like a dirty fucking Rocky.
When I get some time, I'll watch it. And I've never seen Rocky all the way through. That just seems like really long.
What, Rocky?
Is it like 3-some hours or something?
No, absolutely not. You sound like a crazy person right now.
Well, how long is the first Rocky?
First Rocky is probably 1:50. I don't think first Rocky hits the 2-hour mark. It might be 2:03. I'm gonna take the under on 2 hours for Rocky, and I'm looking it up right now. Ooh. And if it's like 2:40, I'll go fuck myself with a chainsaw. How's that? By the way, you're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, my co-host, the one, the only, Will Papa Giorgio. Pimp by blood, not relation.
Good God, it's fucking cold in here.
We're so recording cold. On Hoth.
The fucking right mausoleum. Jesus Christ.
The sub studio where apparently that week they were closed. They were doing things with the air condition here, which means they can't get a fucking working thermostat put in.
That's wonderful.
Like, you tell me you're getting your air put in. That's still not an excuse for why you can't control that air. What? They put it in and they're like, you've got your air regulating it. That's in a month or something. We'll come back to do that. I mean,
makes no sense.
And if it's cold, like, I don't get how you aren't in control of the temperature, though. It's like, what's the deal? You put it at 74 and you're like, oh, this new system 74 is much colder than the old 74. We'll put it up to fucking 78. Put it up. What is it that you can't fix this? But it's been a couple weeks now, this being cold as balls, which is pathetic because now we'll just get used to remembering that even though it's 98 degrees outside,
that's why
it's toxic. You're going to need to pack coats.
Yeah, I'm not going to bring a fucking extra shirt or a hoodie or something because, yeah, it's swampy as shit outside. It's raining, it's hot, it's nasty. I'm not going to wear a fucking sweatshirt. But God,
all right,
damn,
Wikipedia Rocky. What do we got?
What do we got?
One hour, 59 minutes.
Wow.
Winner is John. How rarely I say that in my life, but I'm going to savor the shit out of it right now.
Yeah, but isn't it like all a bunch of plot, not a lot of boxing?
There's boxing at the end. There's him fighting Apollo and a couple fighting some bums in the beginning, establishing that Rocky's a mediocre boxer. And
oh, like not literally fighting bums.
No, not actual bum fights. That's not where they got the idea for bum fights.
Kimbo slice shit.
No, just
like, hey, man, here's a sandwich. And just fucking punch him when he goes for it.
Ah, bum fights. That was illegal so quickly.
I'm guessing that site got taken. Go to bumfight.com real quick.
Sure.
Yeah, fuck whoever gets this next. Christ, that means I'm going to get sick from this shit.
Bumfight.com
is now an ad for Viagra.
Yeah, just kind of parked. Something's going on there.
Do you remember that guy was on Dr. Phil?
And bumfights.com, both parked free, courtesy of GoDaddy. They have been taken down and never touched since.
Do you remember seeing that dude on Dr. Phil?
Who, the bum fight guy or the bum?
No, the bum fight dude, like the guy who ran it.
No, why? What did he do?
It's like great. It's like he grew out a mustache and shaved the top of his head and dressed like Dr. Phil. Exactly. It's the greatest thing ever. And of course, Dr. Phil was probably not too pleased with that.
Oh, of course not. That old fuckwad has no sense of humor about
anything.
Asked
him a few questions and then threw him off.
Yeah, because it's not like those guys are screened or anything. That whole thing he planned ahead blindsided Dr. Phil.
Yeah.
He wasn't met by several producers who saw him
weeks in advance. Yeah.
Get the fuck
flown out
here.
Put up in a hotel.
There's nothing real in quote unquote reality TV. Not that that's some edgy thing to state, but it's just everything's fake.
Yeah, especially like that True TV shit. I was watching some of that yesterday. Like the bait car or whatever. Have you seen that?
Bait car?
Where it's like they have this car where they can, the cops, and you can shut down the engine. So it's like you wait for people to try to steal it. And then just charge them with Grand Theft Auto.
Jesus, no.
Because that's not entrapment. But it's like, they have all these camera angles, and yeah, like some of them are...
What triggers it? Black skin on the steering wheel?
You have a...
Thank you.
A bunch of fucking, like, cameras in the car. So if you're stealing a car, I imagine those cameras can't be that fucking small.
They could be pretty tiny.
But also, none of them have their faces blurred. Which means they signed off releases on model releases.
Well, do you think to sign releases if you're
committing a crime?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't they blur people on cops? Oh, wait, but they haven't been convicted yet. Yeah, these people haven't been convicted yet.
Yeah. That's true. No. Maybe cops is doing it as a courtesy.
No, dude, it's all fucking fake. Because I remember in LA, like, if you walk through, like, that's why they use extras. Like, even if you walked through a shot somehow. Like
they need you signing off.
Yeah, or you could sue them for using your likeness.
And yet people want to believe that sex tapes are ever released without someone's consent.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean,
these celebs are like, oh, no.
I'll maybe buy that fucking Pam and Tommy tape was stolen because that was the first. Anything since then.
Well, haven't they completely closed the legal loopholes now? Like, weren't people afraid pornography was just going to die 3 or 5 years ago or something like that? Because now it's... You need copies of everyone's license who's on the tape. It doesn't matter how fucking famous they are. You can have Abraham Lincoln sucking off Sally Hemings' black clit or whatever.
I don't know. I mean, did they do that all the time?
It's really well beyond what it used to be. You need to, at the drop of a hat, be able to provide, like, notice that says everyone in this fucking tape consented to it. Now,
Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not 100%. Like, that's for, I guess, a released tape. I'm sure that, like...
These are also released tapes.
Yeah, you go to youporn.com and it's like, mega cuck mother, you know, handles 4 black cocks. I don't think all of them signed off on that, but...
Are there, like, fucking just, like, amateur tube sites and shit like that? Or it's, like, people upload their own shit?
It's just... Well, first of all, yes, there's definitely sites where people upload their own crap.
Kind of surprised that hasn't, I guess because normal people are so unattractive. That's why it's like not taking off.
Yeah. It's because it's going to degenerate into a bunch of guys filming their hog as they jerk it.
Like, he was it Ustream or what? No, Chat Roulette.
Chat Roulette. Which people will talk about the first 2 weeks of Chat Roulette, where it's like, yeah, there was a lot of pretty girls. It was great. And then ever since then, it's this abyss of Chat Roulette into cock. Chat Roulette into cock.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
yeah.
It blows my mind.
Start out with Freebird. What? Skinner. Why would you open with Freebird? You gotta work your way
open up. Open with
it.
Freebird, close with Freebird, and play it a couple times in the middle.
Play That Smell. Some others.
I don't even view it as a firework. It's just weird to me, because if you're jerking off, you need some sort of material.
Stimulation.
Yeah, that's turning you on.
So it's just people going,
oh, this is disgusting. How am I going to maintain my rod as they do?
That might be what turns them on. Just fucking.
I don't like. I can't like.
Be grimaced at.
You put a girl on Chat Roulette, like, I know girls have gone on it, and it's just horny guys, like, begging to see their tits, which, if I were on Chat Roulette, that's all I would do, too, and I'd have my cock in my hand, but A, I wouldn't just randomly broadcast my cock, and B, the instant I saw
your
another
first grade
dude,
teacher was also on Chat Roulette.
The instant I saw,
I recognize that.
Mr. Wyatt.
I missed that in my mouth.
The tonsil tickler. The instant I saw another cock, it would be like De Niro hearing the butt of that gun against the trailer in Heat, where fucking Kilmer's like, what are you talking about? We're out of here. The drill's like 10 seconds away from the diamonds. And he's like, nope, fuck it. We're going.
We gotta go.
That's it. He heard the Heat. And he was out of there in 30 seconds flat.
The dude sat down or something?
It was some piece of shit LAPD. Like, you've got these guys where it's just in their blood, you know, Pacino and De Niro squaring off. And then, yeah, some fucking run-of-the-mill ass with an assault rifle, I think, on his back. And he's bored at 5 in the morning and just like, and sits down. Thud
and
like
De
that.
De Niro's outside smoking or just looking around?
De Niro's just outside being the hawk he is. And he hears from a trailer nearby, and he's like, screw it, that's enough to spook me. And he pieces out. Because
they were
going to
bust
fucking
them there, right? For the
yeah.
robbery. Yeah.
They were looking to get him on a big robbery charge, and he was, because he was trying to, what, steal the materials, I think,
no,
for the major
jewels.
Heist. Oh, was that a jewel heist?
Yeah.
And that being foiled forced him to then go for the bigger heist.
No, I think.
Or no.
They were going to sell the jewels for like the schematics.
To fund,
or
yeah. To fund.
And
instead,
he put
heist.
Up his own money.
That's
end.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, he hears the butt of the gun. Anyhow.
Book him on what? B&E? This is my investigation.
He will walk and you will let him. God damn. just saying that, I want to go home and watch Heat now.
That's exactly what you're going to do.
He will walk and you will let him. Fuck. Doesn't get any better than Heat. Top
I'll
five.
Tell you what they're watching. They're watching us.
And then you hold out your arms. You just hold out your arms, doing later era Pacino without a hint of restraint.
Are these guys good?
God damn it. Ah, Heat! You're so good! Which brings me to a movie that isn't so goddamn good.
What? Dark Knight Rises?
Dark Knight Rises.
Well.
We didn't.
There's a few people with a bigger complaint than you right now.
Sure, I'd like my ticket money back.
I wonder if they get a fucking refund.
Yeah. You get 2 free passes to any Regal cinema.
I was thinking about that last night. Like, what the fuck do you think the repercussions are going to be for, like, the studio and shit? Do you think they're going to have to fork over some profits?
Studio.
They're going to have to at least make, like, the gesture of, like, we're setting up a fund for the victims.
They'll have to make a gesture.
And
there will be lawsuits lobbed out there because
oh, fuck yeah.
Because lawyers gonna be like, are scum in this world is just full of people looking to blame whatever.
Well, I heard, I mean, did the guy like refer to himself as the Joker? That's why.
He was, yes, he was cornered by police and they're like, you know, I guess gun to his head, who are you? And he's just like, I'm the Joker. And he had this silly dyed red hair.
That comment right there just cost some studio a lot of
if
money.
If I'm DC, I'd be like, well, technically the Joker has green hair. So maybe he's just referencing any sort of clown character and we're clean. Put that in a much Jewier voice and that's actually going to get said in some sort of legal proceeding.
Well, they're getting it now. Like, if he just shot the place up, they really don't have any fucking legs to stand on. But the fact that they can say he's clearly influenced by this movie and it wouldn't have been with fucking any other movie but that one.
Yeah.
Oof.
Which... Look, first of all,
some Jews are going to have to part with their Scrooge McDuck towers of gold and jewels over that.
It's a crock of shit to say you've been influenced directly by what you've watched.
Oh, do you imagine the phone calls going on between like Hollywood execs right now?
Oh, they're all just scared shitless. They're going to have to part with their watt. But if that were the case, people who sit around masturbating all day to porn would actually go out and get laid, right? Like, wouldn't that influence them to stick their cock inside a mouth, ass, or pussy?
This was maybe going to be the biggest movie of all time, at least one of them. Probably top three, because apparently The One Night was bigger than Avengers first
but
night.
I feel Avengers didn't quite have the initial hype going in that this did. I could be way off on that, but I think Avengers, a lot of people went, and a lot of fanboys were pumped for it, yeah, but afterwards it was like, oh, you know what? This is actually really good.
Is it? I don't know.
I haven't seen it yet, yeah. But it was more of an Iron Man crowd, which is like littler kids to some extent, or it's people who just, yeah, they enjoy a comic book film, but not all of them. Like, they thought Iron Man was fun. I think a lot of people went to this because it was in part like an Iron Man 3. Or at least that's how it was viewed. Right. Plus a bunch of other characters. So what the fuck? Why not? Batman's like diehards who really want to act like they're watching cinema. Which, it's not...
Remember, this was Adam West 3-4 decades ago, people. So...
Bat tools for everything. I remember, do you remember the bat anti-shark spray when he was in the water? I remember that.
No, from which one?
That Adam was West? The original Batman movie.
With Keaton?
No, like the original Batman movie. There was a movie of Adam West.
Really?
Which
Cesar Romero and his painted mustache.
Oh, is that him and Mergis Barrett?
How can you Burgess not convince Meredith? A guy to shave his fucking mustache?
He's like, fuck you, I've got other roles. And I've got to eat some snatch with this motherfucker on 6 hours after I'm done. So they just smeared white paint on top of his goddamn mustache.
Way to commit to your role.
And you know what? There's a certain magic to that. You have guys... like Christian Bale.
Yeah, fucking losing 100 pounds.
One Direction, exactly. Becoming anorexic for The Machinist. He's only addressed as Bruce Wayne on the set.
Are you serious?
At 100, like a heart attack.
What an asshole.
And on the other
hand, what an asshole.
You've got Cesar Romero, who's like, you think a fucking Spanish dude is shaving his mustache? You've got another goddamn thing coming.
Dude, if you demand that you're called Bruce Wayne, mm-hmm. you're fucking insane.
He's Bruce Wayne on set. You could be like, hey, Mr.
How about this? You're not that good of an actor if you can't fucking differentiate between your on-screen and off-screen life. That's not really acting at that point. That's just being a fucking sociopath. Having multiple personalities.
You're not going to get much debate out of me on that. You are treading some weird
water. Can you imagine
water.
If the asshole who created Batman was still alive? Maybe he is shitting his pants at some rest home somewhere.
I forget who the fuck made Batman. God damn it.
Some guy who sold it for $125. That's it.
Shit. I don't remember that. Ooh. I know Stan Lee was all the Marvel crap. Bob Crane?
I don't know, but... if I was that dude, I would have swallowed a pistol back in the 30s.
Give me 5 seconds to find out this.
Holy shit. Can you imagine that? The billions of dollars Batman has made, and you sold it for a cool $125. Holy
Bob
shit.
Bob Kane. I was real close.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a limb and just assume Bob Kane ain't with us anymore. And he met an untimely, tragic demise.
Hold on, let me see. God damn it, never mind. Bob Kane is some other fucker. Oh, no. He is the guy who did it. 1915 to 98. So he was cashing in somewhat.
I don't think so. You sell the rights to something, man. That's it.
Ooh, let's see.
It has to be mentioned on the fucking Wikipedia page. Under the title, Biggest Jewing in History.
Doesn't really say.
Maybe. Also, along with the schmuck who traded a Hannes Wagner for some other baseball card, which you know happened at some point.
Of course. Of course. Fucking those weird little tobacco cards.
Traded for someone in the Negro Leagues.
Little Satchel Paige card. Anyhow, I watched that new Batman. Getting back to it all. I watched the new Batman yesterday. I didn't go to a midnight showing because I did that for the second one. And it was too fucking crowded and full of people who were just too excited for
it. Was it assholes wearing costumes?
At the midnight one, there was some of that. For Dark Knight. The one with Heath Ledger. And as I saw that, I walked away.
I saw the end of that. And that was pretty cool, but apparently that's the only good part. I forgot, was it you telling me that or someone else?
What, where he's blowing up the hospital?
The hospital and the two ships with the hostages and the...
And Tiny Zeus Lister?
Dance forever. Wait, who the hell was Debo in it?
Debo was one of the inmates. He was the head inmate.
Of course, the giant Negro has the heart of gold.
Exactly, and the little shit white man was going to blow everyone up.
That's right. Fucking evil Jew. It's like, if they don't get us, or whatever the fuck, like, if we don't do it, they will.
Yeah, and he's clutching his hands for Zion.
Conniving white dude. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was good.
Wait, why were the white people with the prisoners again? I forgot.
Those were the guards, I think, right? Wasn't he talking to a guard?
Maybe. I don't remember.
But, there was that. So, look, I'm not anti-comic book movie. I've certainly seen the majority of them. I think they're played out as fuck at this point.
Played out God knows how many fucking years ago. When did this horseshit trend start? Like 2000?
2001 with the original Spider-Man. I believe that is what kickstarted everyone making these, because Spider-Man was so fucking huge. Because before that,
Dunst is probably eating all the dumpster out back right now. Yeah. They're fucking horrible teeth.
Exactly, eating fish bones.
Goddamn.
Fucking putting it between those teeth, raking them out.
Get that bitch to play Hobgoblin.
Pulling about it. She looks like Gollum.
She stinks. And do you remember how everyone thought she was so hot back then?
Well, she looks exactly like Billy Corgan in a wig.
Just warped by the Jew-run media.
Oh, dear.
Same thing with Megan Fox.
Okay, first of all...
And then she makes some fucking Hitler remark. Yeah, she's not the hottest piece of ass.
First of all, Megan Fox, at the very least, has great fake tits, a skinny body, and
she
a nice...
fake tits, does she?
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, Megan Fox's tits are fake.
Big?
What do you mean, like, big? I mean, they're not, like, what you would want.
Oh.
You would just, like, put down your cigarette and be like, make them bigger.
Yeah. Like, what cup size? C?
I would say, but she's really a tiny girl. You got to appreciate that. But
no,
yeah, they're probably like a
still
full
stand
C
out.
On like a chick who's got a waist like my two goddamn hands put together.
Then you need D or double D.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that guidance. You would be the worst plastic surgeon ever. Or the most popular. I don't know.
Oh, fucking. If you, even D,
a girl would walk in
big.
And just be like, I'm looking to go big, but keep it tasteful. And you would just whisper,
D. No, D at least.
If you're going to get implants, I would never go smaller than a full C.
Oh, C. Fuck C.
I'm talking like on a tiny girl. Like if you're a girl with any real size,
yeah,
D's minimum.
Then you don't... Like I like the ones where you can just tell a mile away they're fake.
I know. I want the illusion. I
want
to think
stay,
like, maybe...
Then you see them and it's like, all right, you have the hardness like, and like, I don't the want... weird alien orb shape. But there's nothing, like, you could wrap around your cock.
See, I don't want, like, goddamn Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa steroid use. I want goddamn mild, like, you hit 40 dingers in a year. And I'm like, really? Brady Anderson? You did that? That's the kind of juicing I want.
Like, I would say Jenna Jameson back in the day had great fake tits.
Those are pretty goddamn good.
In
you
the
and
Flashpoint
I will,
era.
You and I will reach consensus on that.
Those were fucking definitely double D. Not like G or...
Yeah, but she was not kind of like a waifish girl. Not that she was big in any sense of the word.
She was probably like 5'10 or something.
No, I don't think she was that tall. That's why she said she went into porn and didn't try her hand at modeling. That and the fact that before surgery number 5, her face wasn't exactly that great.
Some typical blonde bitch.
Yeah.
And yeah, she went too far with it like everyone does.
She's creepy as shit now. like, I'd fuck her in a heartbeat to say I'd fuck Jenna Jameson. And she's still, like, skinny with big fake tits. But the face is looking weird.
Well, that, and she's, like, 90 pounds. Like, she's kind of grossly skinny.
See, I like 90 pounds because...
Me too, but not when you look like a fucking, like,
Hercules.
Anorexic calf. Like, when you see, like, all the goddamn, like, muscle striations, and it's not because you're, like, a fitness model.
Yeah.
Like, that's just creepy.
You know, it's like having sex with Hollow Man, like a couple of seconds into his transformation where, yeah, the skin layers peeled away. That's whatever. It is what it is.
To think,
agree to disagree. I'd fuck her.
Who in present day has, like, really good fake tits? Was it Cagney Lynn Carter?
I don't know. Who's that? The Call Me Maybe girl?
That was some, like, pasty skin porn star.
I like her already.
I don't know. Fuck, go to Free Ones and see who the top girls in porn are.
Gee, I wonder if Free Ones will come up the instant I type F into my browser. Oh, it will. We'll look right now. What is hit number one?
I can't see from here.
You can step over. Or just pretend you did. It's Free Ones.
Looks like their little orange diamond-shaped logo.
Yes. Yes, it is Free Ones. Best site ever. Who am I looking up?
I don't know.
This classy, beautiful, brainy lady.
What's that, like, just the top 20 whores in the world at any given moment?
We've got Milena Morgan. We've got Lisa Ann. Been on a Lisa Ann
nice
kick.
Ones, but she's, like, the one retarded nipple that's just, like, pointed straight down. She's hot as shit, but...
I've been on a Lisa Ann kick the last couple of days.
No, she's great.
Not gonna lie. Bella Reese, BB Jones. I like BB Jones, actually. I was introduced to that via the whole Gronk thing, and, BB and I have had a couple moments since.
Usually the ones who bang celebrities I don't think are hot. Those are like the normal looking ones.
We got Jesse Rogers, Siri. I've been doing a Siri. Yeah, I was introduced to Siri
like
in the last 48.
Because you like any pig with giant tits.
Whatever.
She stinks.
Sophie D.
Fat and natural.
Gianna Michaels, Priya Ray.
Sophie D is nice.
Let me take a look at Sophie D.
She's got
D.
fat. She has nice eyes.
Oh, Sophie D looks great. What the shit?
Yeah, but, like, she's gone the car.
Oh! Oh, yeah, nice!
No, that's when she's pretty good. Like, she's gotten a little bit chunkier since then.
I enjoy
it. Gianna Michaels was hot as shit. Those are natural, like...
Yeah. Oh, I'm shocked you like her. I thought that'd be a little big for you.
Like, there's no such thing.
No, the girl, not the tits. I thought you'd say Gianna's a little chunky.
No,
because
she's a fucking filthy whore.
She fucks, like... so much better than anyone else on camera. You see Gianna fuck, you're like, I would last 8 seconds with that woman.
Yeah, like, that's what you
she
want.
She attacks dick with her pussy.
And tits and whatever else. No, she's hot as shit. That sucks she fucking quit, man.
What?
Yeah, you haven't noticed? You haven't seen anything new from her in like 3 years?
No. No, she's like Tupac. Like, porn stars are like Tupac in general. They can get out of the industry and for years new material is coming out.
No. It's just under the guise of new material.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, same with Tupac. He hasn't fucking laid down new tracks
so,
last I checked.
Like, the shit, if you
did
look
she
her
quit?
Up on...
I know Carmella Bing became a fat pig after her kid, and then everyone
Oh, is that
got...
it? She had a kid?
She popped out a kid
and
became...
started doing fatty porn?
She did fatty porn, and there was such,
and
like...
Did she lose it again?
I don't, like, that's... I don't know if she lost it, or she just had a lot of material canned away.
Who knows?
That breaks my heart. I loved a good Carmella Bing in her day.
Gianna was definitely better.
I mean, all I can say is watch the threesomes they did together. Some of the best porn I've ever seen.
Yeah. Carmella had like a five head though, right? A
little bit. A little bit.
Well, hers are fake too, right?
No, Carmella, I think, and Gianna, both real and
big. Gianna, definitely.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Carmella's a real too.
Huh, I don't remember.
Call me Fox Mulder, I want to believe.
But, oh, God. Just seeing her become a huge, disgusting pig. How do you get knocked up if you're a porn star? Just failure of birth control?
No, this isn't like a sitcom plot or something. Like, she's got a personal life where she fucking, like, I forget. Oh, God damn it. Who's the one who's in the new movie with Lindsay Lohan? James Dean. Yeah. Like, his real life wife is... God damn it, blonde, nice tits, like a pretty cool porn star, very much in the Sophie D vein.
Uh-huh.
Like a Haley Cummings. Haley Cummings. I think it is Haley Cummings. God damn it. Let me check real fast. But
hers are natural.
But yeah. She got knocked up by James Dean, who's like her husband or some shit. At least I believe. I mean, the plot of certain porns where she's getting...
Yeah, but like, it's like if you're in porn, like odds are you're doing cream pies every now and again.
Cream pie is like, not so popular nowadays.
Wouldn't you have to be on birth control if you're doing porn?
Absolutely. But you take like a 6-month hiatus to get pregnant by your significant other and then... Because the world people, is a toilet, you then go back to porn once pregnant.
I'm amazed when people want to have kids. I can't comprehend that. To me, a child is just you fucked up and you're better than me when you don't like instantly go to the abortion clinic.
I would need to be so ahead economically in my life. Like, it needs to not be a fucking blip.
Well, not only that.
On my income. Because I get what wanting you like, your legacy going for. See, it's about your genes and like legacy and
how about
that
my
bullshit.
Legacy of being I banged a bunch of whores and came out unscathed without a child.
Yeah, the older I get, the more inclined
I was like the guy who had a fucking glorious NASCAR career and never gotten a crash once. Fucking Will, no scratches on the bumper, Papa Giorgio. Driving the same car. It's never even been in the body shop.
All right, I'm with you. I'm with you, man.
To me, childbirth means you lost at sex. Sex is a pass-fail class.
You can get
graded on performance.
I got friends that I respect the hell out of. Like, good old Brian Carr. Guy is fucking funny, smart dude. I love him to death, and he just got married and is already taking shots on goal left and right. Fucking no birth control, penalty kick time, man.
Was that the plan, though? Like, I imagine.
No, he had to, like, actively convince the wife. Like, she was against it. He was like, I want kids. For a dude as crazy as us, he's surprisingly normal in some ways. Like, almost too normal.
Well, I would say I want kids is crazy.
It's a little strange for a guy. But he's married and he makes money, so I don't see it as particularly bad in that instance. Like, he makes a really good living. So,
do you know how awful, like, they cry in the middle of the night?
It's having a kid ages you in president years. Like, you are relatively good looking.
You just have to give so much of yourself. Why would anybody want to do that?
It's you've come to a time in your life when you want to do that. I'm not there yet.
I wouldn't want to do anything for anyone ever except for me. I thought that was the point of life. Just nothing but selfishness, self-indulgence.
I mean, find a sterile chick and don't use condoms. And that you
well,
could...
the latter part, that goes without saying. I don't know. I've been batting 1,000 with pulling out.
I have not.
Wait, what?
We've had this talk a million times. I knocked up a chick off of just pre's.
How do you
off
know?
Off of just pre-Fontaine because I knocked her up before, like, I was doing pulling out.
Yeah, but how do you know if she was even pregnant? How do you know it was yours?
Don't and don't.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing
Wait,
for a
who
woman.
Who is this, that chick you said in Ohio?
No. My very first girlfriend.
Oh, Fatty Magoo.
Yes.
The baby gorilla. I don't know. Is she one of those crazy bitches who would fake a pregnancy, you think?
No.
I don't really know her.
No.
You date nothing but mutes.
I mean, she is, she's maintained it to this day.
You date fucking Charlie Chaplin.
Hey, can you blame me? Who likes a yappy one?
No, I can see you just going in the complete opposite direction of Maria.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could find a female version of that dude from Oz with his tongue cut out.
Yeah, well, you know, the head, but...
speak no evil, hear no evil.
Yeah.
Fucking Vic Rattlesnake with tits.
Rattlehead.
Fucking bars over the mouth. The ears boxed in. The eyes gouged out, replaced with sunglasses.
Oh, God damn it.
I didn't even get that's what he was supposed to be because they never said it.
Oh, I did. Yeah, looking at the pictures.
Usually when you see that, it's always the like the Cypress Hill cover, like the one covering their ears, one covering the mouth, one covering the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was
all
three.
Vic Rattlehead.
What The fuck is the origin of that saying? The hell knows.
I don't know.
But
back to Batman.
Oh no, fake pregnancy.
Oh yeah. No, I don't think she did. I mean, she maintains it to this day. Like, you tell me what's to be gained.
Oh, you
by
think
that.
She would cheat?
No, she was too young, probably. Or I don't. I was on some sort of meds that.
So
made
what was the resolution?
My stuff not exactly like an ironclad pipe. Like, I was definitely leaking. I was like plumbing in the hood.
I leak all the time.
I was like plumbing in a black kid's school. It was very not watertight. The resolution was she told me, I believe it because she never told me at the time she was pregnant. She was just like, I'm late.
Yeah.
I'm late. And this went on for like 2 months. And then she just said, I'm not late anymore. And I was like, oh, thank fucking God. Like, I literally threw a party that night for that news.
Well,
and
wait, did you think she just missed a period or?
Missed a period and a half or so. She presented it as such. And then 6 months later, because this all went down during our last
flight. So after hearing I'm late for more than 28 days, you aren't in a panic? Do you understand how biology
I
works?
I was so in a panic. Will, you have no idea. It caused me to murder my GPA at George Washington. It happened during finals.
But you
I could not sleep. I could not eat. I could not study. I was just like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Don't let it be this. Don't let it be this.
But you didn't have any discussion, like, Damone?
We had discussed previously,
Chris
like,
Rock.
She's,
so what do you want to do?
What do you want to do? How are you, little man? I'm alive! That's how I am! I knew she was cool with the clinic, but it just, I was like, are you pregnant? Are you pregnant? And she was like, no, I'm just late. And
wait,
then,
how in this month did she not get a piss test?
She didn't conceal it from me. I mean, it's not like we lived together. She was doing whatever the fuck she wanted.
Yeah, but like, if this bitch for like a month is like, I'm late for my period, why wouldn't she be like, get a test?
I told her to. She was a young, dumb, she was like 19 or some shit. She was just like, I'm on it. Fucking dealing with a woman who's like, you know, in her 20s is hard enough. A damn teenager? Good luck.
I would have driven up there with a coat hanger and be like, well, now I'm on it, bitch. This is how men get things done. With yeah. Punctuality.
So shit was, exactly. Dude, what do you want?
Punctuality and decisiveness.
You're holding a hormone-filled 19-year-old to the same standards a logical man is getting held to. It's just not going to work. So
you could have just said woman. You didn't need all those other adjectives.
Good point. It was just, I was paid lip service, and then like 6 months later, she's like, hey, you know, I didn't just like randomly stop being late. I was actually pregnant and had an abortion, and it's kind of been like eating at me that I didn't
She
tell
sends
you.
You a fucking invoice at that point?
No, she said, I'm not saying it to hit you up for money. I just, it was really like eating me up that I didn't tell you you had a kid and it's now gone.
Were you broken up at that point?
Very much. We're broken up when we did the baby making. It was just kind of like a...
Roll in the head?
Yeah, exactly. It was a fucking sayonara bang.
Ugh. That's weird. Do you think she fucking sleep raped you like the other one?
No. No, I don't think I was sleep raped.
Did she do some fucking like Kegel exercises on your shaft to try to milk
it? I mean,
that seems kind of suspicious. Wanted the breakup?
It was mutual. Like, I was cheating by the end, and she was like, I was trying to be a big enough bitch that you would cheat so we would end things. And I was like, well, it played out how everyone wanted it. I got different pussy. You got broken up.
Wow. That's just a shitty situation. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of, like, any possible motives on her part to either fake it or, like...
Getting away from me. That's a great motive.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'm fucking too tired to really think.
Yeah, you're two young college kids. What do you want?
You're 26 and still an undergrad. How old are you?
7 years
point?
Of college down the shitter. I was probably 23 or something, yeah. All
right. Compare yourself to some fucking 18-year-old freshman.
Oh, I
remember. Nah, 23 is still young.
Yeah, I was not old. No, no. It's probably 23. Maybe 24. Maybe 24. 24 when she was 29 or something like that, or 24 when she was 19. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. So how the hell did we get on that?
Batman, you know, Batman abortion. It goes hand in hand.
Well, no, we're talking about I don't know, kids.
Porn stars getting pregnant.
Yeah.
And you never wanting kids.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, all right. So you're raw dogging her. Was she on birth control?
No. Never. We and again, just a fucking dumb kid because I'm just constantly like, you need to get on this. And she would be like, well, I'll get on that, but you can come inside me if you want.
Well, did you ever?
Like, just straight up? No. I've never been.
God damn. No. See, I'm just. I keep
the only time I've done that as an adult.
Because now that freaks me out.
I've literally been at CVS 18 minutes later.
Yeah, either they've had to have a hysterectomy or a rich dad. Then I'm like, yeah, whatever. Whatever happens, happens.
I don't think the rich dad helps you all that much, except hopefully he would say.
Seemed to do all right for Kevin Federline.
Yeah, just say baby's covered and we want you out of baby's life. And then that's kind of.
I think if you like sleaze your way into a rich family, you can't be that bad off. Like, you can't really be broke trash with some millionaire father-in-law.
I got you. If you're staying in the picture, my although thought was
Brad
you just
Pitt's
wanted to escape.
Although brother lives in the fucking, like, bumfuck Missouri, so who knows?
Yeah.
There are a lot of celebs where their fucking parents and siblings are shit. I don't get it. Fucking, like, Travolta. I mean, Lord knows how angry he is at women. Apparently his mom is fucking, like, runs some antique shop in, like, upstate New York.
Really?
Yeah. You can't find, like, one bedroom in your 36-bedroom mansion. Fucking put your family up.
You know, it's gotta be this real love-hate shit. Because on one hand, I'm absolutely with you. Like, you couldn't have taken $300,000 to buy her, like, a great house in fucking upstate. Like, in upstate, it's probably $100,000 or something.
Give them your fucking garage.
Yeah.
They're probably the loft above that is better than any house they could have. I do not get that. No, dude, like, Brad Pitt's whole family is just like fucking Mississippi white trash. Look up Doug Pitt. I believe that's his name.
No, I was going to say, it's just, it goes from extremes because like Dennis Rodman met his dad after 42 years. Did you hear this? The guy had
no, but I mean
30 kids by like 15 women or some shit.
Who, Rodman or his dad?
His dad.
Yeah, so fuck him.
Well, that's like, what I'm saying. It just goes from one extreme to the other. And it's like,
well, no, that's different.
The guy's such a fucking parasite. Like, he just meets Rodman now. And yet he makes
now,
his so living.
Like, way to strike while
yeah,
the
exactly.
iron's hot, Dad.
He's living.
Not always in the NBA making tens of millions, but now where he's like tens of millions in debt.
His fucking piece of shit dad, who just couldn't wear a sock for the life of him, could not pull out with a gun to his head.
That's a fucking black thing. Like, that's like Tracy. Like, that.
Yeah, like
that dude from the Jets. What the fuck is his name?
Oh God, it's not Cromartie. Is it
yeah,
Cromartie?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Anthony yeah. or Anfernee Cromartie. Fucking Cro-Mag.
Just cannot pull out. As Norton said, that guy comes deep.
He comes deep. No, that's a fucking.
Because like, I absolutely
they view it as making you like manlier. Because if you're not on the hook for anything, like yeah, that kind of makes you a man. Like yeah, I've like. 15 kids from 16 women.
Yeah, but I get condoms suck, and I get like
oh
what
boy,
you do
yeah.
where you pull out and you certainly don't want the kid to happen.
Hope for the best.
And you're right. These guys are just like, I'm about to pull, or I'm about to come, and this is the best feeling ever. Why ever interrupt this?
It is a good feeling, but you know what isn't a good feeling?
18 years of rape.
Piss on a stick, having a plus side come out of her cunt, and then realizing it's real life.
Realizing it's real life.
That's a bad feeling.
It
in the bathroom at Fair Oaks Mall, and then getting thrown out because someone saw you go in there with a woman. Not that that's happened.
Not that Will's speaking from his personal experiences. Okay, look. The closest a man's going to get to feeling raped is being raped in his ass.
Or
a man
wallet.
Can get raped. But I mean, I can't ever process mentally how violated I would feel when a woman says, I'm pregnant. You go, well, thank God we're not in one of those shithole states where they suck Jesus's cock and we can actually kill the baby. And she goes, no, I don't want to. And there's your next 18 years right there.
Oh, I got that.
There's your next 18 years.
I believe just my... goddamn, how did I welch out of it?
You broke it down as you were like, you are getting this fucking abortion. Like, you gave no room for choice.
No.
You're broad also
you
being, like, 18 or something.
I had to, like, pose it. Oh, fuck. No, it wasn't forceful. Because anytime you try to force anyone, like, I think the chick I lost my virginity to, like, got knocked up by some dude later, like a year or two later. And, yeah, she had the kid. And, like, later on, even when she's pregnant, I talked to her, like, I mean, you know, I'm sure she likes the kid now, but she's like, yeah, I would have gotten an abortion, except the guy was, like, so much of an asshole demanding it. That's how crazy women are. They'll fucking have a child for spite. Against some guy you haven't talked to in, you know, like 6-7 years, however long it's been.
Yeah. I will never. It's like, it blows my mind, people who see the male-female dynamic as one where, like, men are threatening because they're the ones that can, like, punch a woman in the face or something like that.
It doesn't matter. That makes the one that much more conniving.
Do women process, like, how much power they have the instant sex is taking place? It's like, you can ruin a man's entire life. Like, without exaggeration, you can control the arc of his life with what you're doing. There, men have no equivalent to that. The fact that a man cannot say, I don't want this kid, and that absolves me of having to support it or even deal with it.
Well, I think you can, actually.
No.
You can't, like, sign away your rights?
If she's cool with it.
Oh, you that can, has to be consensual?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
You cannot, like... I
thought that was, like, the...
In the eyes of the law, the fact you fucking stuck your dick inside a woman and it had your goddamn 20-minute nut or whatever, you're on the hook for 18 years. If it goes down.
What the fuck? Like, where does the government get its balls big enough to, like, say that?
I don't know. Because...
How about you don't do that, and then women won't be such, like, slutty pieces of shit? Maybe they'll fucking think and get on birth control. And maybe we'd have a slightly less stupid population.
You mean it isn't going to be Idiocracy in the making?
Because you have all these fucking welfare babies.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean...
How about just say that? You know what, ladies? If he doesn't want to stick around, like, use better judgment in the
future. As much as you and I love banging, and it's great to say I slayed some ass, like, as a man, there's not much better than getting to brag to your friends. Oh, like
fucking
look
a
what
woman
I hit.
Well?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if it's a good-looking chick.
But
not
it's
great
the
sex is the best.
Scariest... I can't even call it the best because it's so goddamn fraught with peril, too.
I don't really think about it at the moment.
Really? See, I do. Like, it never exits my brain the entire time I'm fucking. I'm like, I'm going to get AIDS. I'm going to have a kid.
How the fuck do you keep a rod? That kind of mentality.
It's, I got a weird way of juggling things in my brain where I can shut it down, like, just long enough to finish.
And then the instant you come.
Oh, yes, and I come. It's like every droplet of cum is replaced with, like, liquid doubt.
Steve
liquid fear.
And American Dad writing his day planner, get AIDS test.
It's, I don't, I mean, for as much pleasure as I get out of sex, the downside to it is shocking. It's like finding out if you ate pizza... It could
it
cause
gives you cancer.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, if you eat 40 pizzas, one of them's going to have liquid cancer in the sauce. You would be like, I like pizza well enough, but I don't fucking cancer like pizza.
Yeah, boy. This is why I don't think about my actions.
No, and that's that is exactly how I view sex. I'm like, as much as this is great, the downside is so staggering.
Yeah, because I mean, I've heard stories of people getting pregnant, like, using rubbers and birth control. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
No, shit just happens, man. Like, never, ever, ever be with a girl who's got any reservations about abortions. That's all I can say. Like, she needs to be so fucking, like, salivating to kill a baby.
That just sucks that you can't take a pregnancy test, like, immediately. Like, during Plan B grace period.
What do you mean?
Like... What, because Plan B is what, 72 hours mm-hmm. or 48 or something?
It's 72.
They've upped it. Yeah, I remember, it used to be 24.
Really?
God bless science.
Yeah, yeah. It kills in 3 days now.
Yeah, but you can't take a piss test and show that you're pregnant in that time.
Fuck no. You got weeks to...
Why can't they figure that out? Like, how the hell do you kill
it? Oh, you mean you want it to, like, you check instantly if you're prego.
Yeah.
Before you just like,
dude, she's going to be like pissing your cum onto the stick or however their parts work.
Well, no, but.
I don't think that's how the tubes line up, but what do I know?
But I'm saying, like, okay,
like
so...
Like a fucking cunt is a super soaker tank, and then just the
if they can make this pill that can kill a baby in 3 days, why can't they make a pregnancy test that works in 3 days?
I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that.
This is one of those fucking conundrums.
And you can't make them take Plan B all the time, because one, it's really expensive, and two, it...
How much is it?
$50 a pill.
It's a lot cheaper than abortion.
You know how fucking cheap I am. I've purchased two Plan Bs in recent months. You've never seen a man smiling more. Just ear-to-ear grin.
How about we use better decision-making?
Yeah, you know, whatever. That's
Is that chick, does she listen to this?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Is she on birth control?
No. Hence the Plan B. You're not allowed to do Plan B on birth control. You will not have ovaries if you do that.
So how about she gets on Plan A? How about that?
Women, just a lot of chicks have some sort of issue with going on birth control.
It does fuck with you a bit. Like,
I'm not so keen on a chick being on it. It seems horribly unnatural, but then you're it's pulling out.
More natural than fucking getting one of those IUDs. Like, what's it, what's the shot name? Is it diphtheria? That's a disease.
That kills little black babies.
Oh. Well, that's also good.
I don't know, man. Yeah, you have the...
There's a shot that's just like, yeah, you're sterile for 6 months.
Okay, what is the one that's like a bed spring shoved into their
cervix? The IUD.
Yeah.
Intrauterine device.
Yeah, that sounds okay.
That to me seems weird. That, like, how do you know aliens aren't getting signals out of your cunt? Like, just using that as like a mini antenna.
What are you, fucking schizophrenic like now? Like a tinfoil helmet?
That seems weird, man. You fucking just jam some goddamn wishbone from a turkey up your box and you're good to go?
I don't understand the science behind it, but it's like a good thing. I would love her to be on that, me to wear condoms.
That's like anything else. That can become dislodged. So if you put a whipping on it, and it's just fucking floating out of space like the goddamn bone in 2012. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
I'd say, if anything, that shot's probably the best.
Yeah, they can't fuck that.
Because you can't trust a woman to fucking take birth control pills.
And the best thing I can say about that shot is I've known girls on it, and they're scared they can't have kids after they've done it. And they've been off it. Yeah, exactly.
Good.
I'd much rather that be the scare than the I'm late scare.
I want birth control to be designed by the people who did the Tuskegee experiments.
Dr. Mengele's birth control.
I hope some of those fucking doctors are still alive.
Oh, my God.
God damn. Because what is that that sterilized the people?
Syphilis, I think.
You know, it was for syphilis, but... Or did they just...
sterilize black people. Gave people syphilis. I thought Tuskegee experiments, they gave them syphilis.
And that thereby made them sterile?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Damn. And insane later in life, and they gave syphilis to like their wives.
Oh, well, can't you just give it to the woman?
What do you mean?
Syphilis?
Well, then you're wearing condoms, so you're not getting syphilis.
Oh. Why can't it be like cancer or it drinking, just can't be spread?
Drinking an amoxicillin smoothie every day to keep
some sort of like sterile cancer, or it's only they can have it.
I mean, just pull out their fucking egg sacs and then put them in when you want kids.
Like a fucking SD card.
Yeah, exactly. Just yank them shits out.
God, ugh.
It's all scary. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I never think about this.
You never? This eats me alive. And this
no,
because
I'm like, as long as I pull out, it'll be fine.
Oh, you poor innocent bastard. No, it
should just all be butt fucking.
Yeah, I mean, we're Greek, so why not?
Even then. Some of that transfer.
Exactly.
She fucking goes to wipe and just like smears it on the
floor. Any woman wiping.
Dude, Suzanne Summers maintains she got pregnant with her first kid from just like fooling around. Like maybe he got some fucking pre on his fingers or something and checked her oil.
That sounds like a chick that got pregnant by a black.
Or who knows? Like maybe he's fucking like rubbing the head through her panties.
God damn it.
Yeah.
No, it's a horrible world we live in. I don't know what to tell you. the laws are shit. I know that child support doesn't carry over in Greece, though.
Nice.
Exactly.
So we can flee the country?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And just live
it's,
with...
It's like, it carries, I want to say, in Canada and a lot of Western Europe, but once you get to Greece and beyond,
nice.
Smooth sailing.
Nice. Yeah, fuck the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Can't touch us, baby.
Yeah, sadly.
Well, do they like freeze your accounts though, or you just got to clean shit?
You just—they're not going to be that comprehensive. You need to clean shit out and get the fuck out of
Dodge.
Fucking
pull a Buck Strickland.
Yes,
I'll sell you my house for $5.
Here's a scimitar.
You sell it back to me once the smoke's clear.
Sugarfoots.
Fucking return from Europe like Michael Corleone a year later.
Yeah, Apollonia's guts and a little knapsack on your back,
and then just go back to the bitch you wronged. It's always been you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I need some time to clear my head.
Poor dumb Kay.
Who played her?
Ooh.
Anne Margaret?
No. Goddamn, Margaret is a piece of ass in her day. Shit. It was like, yeah, oh yeah, hell yeah. I mean, she's still Diane Keaton.
Ugh.
Yeah.
She used to be attractive?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not like ever drop dead hot, but never.
Good enough.
Yeah, exactly. For a while, she was definitely good enough.
Kind of like Sybil. Oh, she's actually pretty good looking.
Sybil Shepherd in her early years was fucking sexy as shit. One of the hottest blondes I've ever seen. You ever seen the last
she's
picture
the one
show?
Taxi Driver, right?
Yes.
Is the last picture show the black and white one?
Yes.
Oh, she looks hot as shit in that.
Exactly. And Taxi Driver, I want to say, was like 3 years later. She's gorgeous in her day.
And then just spread out.
Blondes age like shit. Not that anyone ages all that well.
Looks like a picture of the old Sybil Shepherd that's just been smeared. Like you're looking at it on a monitor with the wrong resolution, right?
It's all just mushed up in one direction.
No, it's just stretched out. Like if you're watching TV like on a widescreen or it's made for normal.
Exactly.
It just
it's
stretches
all
it out.
Up.
Short and fat.
Oh, God.
Same with Hillary Clinton. I believe Hillary Clinton used to be pretty decent.
Nah, I remember her like with those big glasses, but somehow they weren't like hot, geeky glasses. I don't think she was ever good looking.
Fuck, who else was it? I don't know. There's a few chicks like that. Just aged miserably.
A few chicks that aged poorly? Really, Will? A few?
I was going to say, when you can count the ones who have.
Not 99.94%
of the
female
have.
Population.
I'd maybe put Morgan Fairchild and Suzanne Somers as the top two.
Off the top.
Sophia Loren.
Head for the famous ones. What, are you going to fuck her and grumpier old men?
I would. Fuck yeah. You never rubbed one out to when she's in that red dress?
All right.
Show's she's probably over. Fucking 60 then, at least 50s.
Show's fucking over. Yeah, she was. I mean,
60s? I'd fuck her now. She's in her 70s. Fucking old leather Italian bag. Fucking don't know if you're sticking your dick in her or some fucking Versace bag. I don't know. It doesn't make a shit of a difference.
Some fucking purse she kept a Pomeranian in.
Either way, it means you're fucking money.
No, I didn't find her. I found Anne Margaret mildly fuckable in those movies.
No, she was the Sophia Loren was like the fucking hot exotic one. Anne Margaret was like the plain apple pie pussy.
Anne Margaret is not plain apple pie pussy. She's a white broad, but she was like a ginger, and she's like
Raquel
Welch
or
some shit.
Pretty fucking hot.
She's half beaner. That's where she got her fucking body from. Raquel Welch in her goddamn day. Holy shit.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly's had a ton of surgery, but I mean, so, God bless her.
As
yeah,
all
she,
good women should.
She kept it together for a
are
long time.
Are those tits real? Or they gotta be fake.
Fake as shit.
But what, she's had massive ones naturally?
I don't even think they were massive. She got it. Like, she was probably maybe, let's say, a low D, high C, and then it was like, fuck this, and just like went
double
nuts
G.
with them. Yeah.
Why can't there be more women like that?
Just big tits are so awesome to see in real life. I don't know what else to say. Like
big fake ones.
No, well, if, I don't
real
need
ones
the
if they're nice.
Thank you.
Rare.
Thank you for at least acknowledging those exist.
But how rare is that?
Thank you for at least telling me I was at the dinner, Senator.
Can
at
I
least
at least
give me
get
that much?
Can I at least get that?
Yeah.
Can I at least say I was there?
Shall we wrap up with Batman talk or? You want to just punch out? I mean, it's 5:21.
Yeah. What if?
On this Saturday.
What else about Batman?
I have the whole movie we can talk about.
Oh, no. That has nothing to do with tits.
I'll tie it in with tits. Anne Hathaway looked fucking amazing in this movie.
She stinks.
I love it. And I feel anyone who ever said that she was not attractive needs to eat shit. She's, you see her in this movie, she's good.
She's not ugly. She's not hot. Or did they finally make like a fucking Shallow How where they made that dog Gwyneth Paltrow look effable?
She looks as good as she's going to look.
They just figured out the right fucking combination.
First of all, you're 100% right. Gwyneth Paltrow looks amazing in Shallow Hal. Also really good in...
I would like to fuck her with that dildo from Seven. Just tear her cunt off like I'm gutting a fish. Fucking pull it out. God, what a twat. Like
I know what she did last summer, Hook.
Oh, I hate her. And what a conceited box. Writes articles on her blog. Like, what's it called? Like, Goopster or something?
I don't know.
Talking about some $12,000 per square foot wallpaper. I hope you die.
I'm cool with that if you're almost doing it as a bit. Like, I'm Mr. Burns with a cunt.
No, like, this is supposed to be like, yeah, I'm right there with fucking, I don't know, Woman's World or whatever horse shit magazines are out there, and those are like what, fucking make five dinners for under $10. This bitch is talking about like one wall that costs like half $1 million.
Every single one of these magazines might as well be retitled "Bullshit That Claims You'll Lose 20 pounds in a Month."
That's
every one of them ever. Yeah, and then it's just some sort
of coke and starvation.
Of horseshit diet when you're 100%. That's how you want to actually lose weight. Do a lot of amphetamines.
Yeah, first of all, you can't really. Unless you're just morbidly obese. And second of all, yeah, none of these lazy heifers have that kind of fucking discipline.
No, anyone taking nutritional info from Women's World doesn't know their ass from their elbow.
Yeah, I don't think there's a goddamn like legitimate nutritionist on any of those fucking magazines. Just some fucking yenta. I don't know. Any other cunt talk we can mine? Fred Willard?
No, we're free. We can get the fuck out of here. I was going to discuss a little Batman, which, for the record, could have been
die.
Better. What's that?
Doesn't die.
Who, Batman?
Yeah, just give out all the spoilers to anyone who hasn't seen it.
Yeah, sure. This is going to air like end of next week. He does not die. They do a switcheroo where you think he's going to die, and it's actually like a kind of poignant ending.
It's
at that
Alfred
point.
Alfred in his suit holding a bomb.
I just threw Alfred in there to blow up.
Is it Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, Morgan Freeman's there.
That looks bad. So like we've
he
discussed.
He does not address him as Massa Wayne.
Well, no, just the fact that like if Black. Okay, so I almost said Black Man. All right, I assume Bruce Wayne and Alfred are both white in the comic books, right?
Yes.
If there was a black Batman, like if someone hired fucking Wesley Snipes to portray Batman, people would shit a brick. But the fact is like, oh, the butler can go from white to black like that.
Yeah. No, Alfred's white still. He's Michael Caine.
Wait, who the fuck's Morgan Freeman?
Lucius Fox.
Fuck's Lucius Fox?
I don't know. I don't even know what his color was in the comics. He's like... I don't even know if he's in the fucking comics, but he's the guy.
Who's Gordon?
Commissioner Gordon?
Yeah.
Mekhi Phifer. No. it's... What's his face? Gary Oldman.
Not bad casting.
No, it's a great cast, but... and you got Tom Hardy as Bane, who just...
What the fuck's Tom Hardy?
He's this British fruit. my voice got choked up a little bit. British actor who... I don't know what the fuck he's really done.
Yeah. Dark Knight.
He's
apparently
in Inception. So it's a couple of Chris Nolan's people. It's just weird, like, not to get too nitpicky, for a major release, the audio is the shittiest I've ever heard. Like, the balancing is off. There will be scenes where the bat, which is just how they make the Batwing sound cool, they simply refer to it as the bat.
Jesus Christ.
Has, like, a Vulcan cannon on it. And right. This thing's emptying out rounds, and there's like really loud glass shattering, and yet the gun is just like in the background.
That's like, just laziness. Like they didn't sample an actual gun.
But it's like, even if you didn't sample a gun, I'm not asking for the gunfight from Heat. Like, if you want gun audio, that's just as good as it gets. The gunfight from Heat in downtown LA, beautiful. But at least give me loud bullshit. Like, if you...
Like, even fucking, like, Jesse Ventura firing the Gatling gun from Predator.
Yeah, like just...
that sound.
Okay, we are conditioned as movie viewers to be like, okay, the most action-packed thing on the screen is making the loudest noise. So, two guys are fist-fighting. Every time they land a blow, I hear... Which, in real life, no, you don't hear that. Like, people hit each other.
Wasn't he supposed to wear metal gloves?
I'm just saying...
Did you see bubbles pop up with Baff and Pal?
No. I'm just saying...
How fucking great would that be if they just snuck one of those?
I just went back to the old bullshit... For the record, the best Batman ever is that old bullshit lighthearted stuff.
It's a fucking comic about an asshole wearing a bat costume. How seriously can you take it? Some asshole talks like this whole fucking movie, like Bill Pullman in Independence Day. Go fuck yourself, Mr. Wayne.
In addition, yeah,
cocksucker.
In addition to the weird audio mixing, and you'll hear that in multiple scenes where it's something that should have been balls loud, is just very muted, and you're like, really? Okay.
You think maybe it was just something fucked up with the speaker system where you saw it?
It was so bad that I wouldn't dismiss that. Like, I was thinking that. I was like, is it a channel out?
Because I think if that was true, like, you would have seen some critics say that by now. Have you seen anyone say that?
No, but I'm in, like, I've done radio for a couple years, so I'm weirdly anal about that shit, too. It just, it sounded weird. It's not what you're conditioned as a movie viewer to expect. Like, I see cannon firing, that's the loud thing. Whereas in Batman, like, cannon fires against the side of a building, like, the building going down is like, but the cannon fire, you're like, pitching. It's just very strange like that. Second, you touched on Batman's voice. He isn't quite so goddamn, you know, Glenn Benton of Deicide with his voice this time.
Fun of him.
But it's still like this.
Did he do that in the first one, or he just really isn't in?
It got way more intense for the second one.
And why he pulled it back a bit?
Oh, yeah. He's back to the first movie's Batman voice, which is still like this. I still sound like John Waters trying to sound tough. This is a gay man's idea of a tough voice. God. That's what Batman is in this one.
How about you just hire someone with a deep voice? How about that?
How about you just fuck with it in post-production? I don't care.
That would sound weird, though.
Really? Like, just it makes putting retarded. It through the carcass filter?
I don't think they did anything to it.
I don't know. Just some death metal guys, I figure, filter their voice. Put it through that.
No, that's just... I mean, really, honestly, like...
That's just them doing it like actual Cookie Monster growl. Okay. Yeah. God bless them.
No, like, something that sounds lowered is like CKY, where they lower the pitch of the whole recording.
Uh-huh.
And the singer sounds kind of retarded. I don't know if you remember any of that shit.
No. Short answer, no.
I mean, eventually it's going to sound like fucking Misery Machine from Marilyn Manson. It's like, beep, beep.
Okay. You know, if you're going to show me a city blowing up and you can't fuck with some dude's voice a little bit.
I'm sure, yeah, they could do certain things, but if you slow the pitch down or something, or no, if you lower the pitch, it slows it down. If you keep the speed the same, it starts to distort it, which if you want it to sound low and raspy.
He has to record it like a...
Well, no, that's not... It's kind of like your desired effect, like slightly, but it's not going to be like anything.
I don't know. The worst of the goddamn bunch was Bane.
What, is he a villain? I don't even know.
Bane is the villain, and he has the
Wait,
gas
Bane's
mask.
The main villain?
Yeah.
I don't even heard of that character. I know Scarecrow and Joker. Who the fuck is Bane?
He's the one that... 15 years ago, there's this comic called Nightfall where Batman gets his spine broken, and that was his introduction. He's very new in the Batman universe.
The fuck? Why not use, was it Clayface?
Yeah, they make mention of Clayface. Like, there's some guy named Daggett, and I thought Daggett was Clayface in the comics.
And what, Two-Face is in the last one, right?
Yeah. Harvey Dent.
How the hell do you have him and the Joker working in parallel?
You need to watch the second movie.
I saw the end. That's okay.
But he is so fucking distorted, I guess because they want to capture the reality of a dude with a mask on his face. Well, guess what? The reality is it sounds like shit.
Oh, his voice.
This is how you talk like Bane. The entire movie, you're listening to something easily like this, if not less intelligible.
Holy shit, that's annoying.
You just put your face, your hands to your mouth, and then talk like a British fag. And that's how you talk like Bane!
So this dude who shot up the theater, like, did people think he was just in a Bane costume?
That's what I was saying earlier. It looked so close, probably, to what Bane is dressed in for half the film. That they must have been like, ah, oh, look at that cosplaying fruit.
Whoops.
Yeah, whoops. But Bane weaves in and out of, like, I got 3/4 of what he said, and what the motherfuck did I just hear?
Like Boomhauer? You have to, like, listen to the whole thing and kind of, like, put it together from the first and last
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad I didn't laugh at that because it's brilliant. Like, you're dead on. It's just you're piecing together what was said. It's almost like reading Latin where all the verbs and shit are at the end and you kind of go backwards.
I'm just listening to a woman talk. You're not paying attention on the phone.
No, because you're just lost.
Like,
there.
You just, like, when they ask you something, like, oh, think back to the keywords.
Yeah.
That she was talking about.
I don't know, man. Don't watch it. If you're going to fucking watch it, watch it. But it's 2 hours, 45 minutes or something like that. And
I'll fucking pull a Fred Willard before I do that.
The last 90 minutes
rub out a batch
are like Gotham under occupation. And I'm watching it with Tony. Yeah. And I literally just turned to Tony. I'm like, I feel like I'm watching this at gunpoint right now. You know, and fucking, we have a chuckle.
God damn.
It's... I don't want to shit on people who are way into the film. It's okay. Like, out of 4 stars, I give it 3. But anyone way too into this shit, I don't get it. Watch like a real fucking movie.
I can think of one guy who's way too into it.
Just waiting for that. I don't get people that have to get their goddamn Cinema Jones out of a Batman movie, if that makes sense. Like, they want to act like they're into art, yet they have to get it from this summer blockbuster. Like, yeah. There's indie movies made all the time that are, like, low budget and really well done. Stick up for one of those.
That's all I'd fucking watch, honestly.
Yeah. Why do you have to...
And that's a cooler experience, too. Like, catching something in a theater that, like, has a very narrow window.
That could use the money so that director has some sort of name now.
An odd theater that's not close to you.
Yeah.
Not just some piece of shit showing on every single fucking movie screen in the country.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like...
Maybe not for long. Who knows?
Just, I can't think of a fucking movie to name because I just want to get the hell out of here and eat the leftover pizza we got at home before you eat it, you cocksucker.
I don't know if I have time to go home. We'll see.
But if you want to act like a cinemaphile and that you know your ass from your elbow when it comes to movies, don't pretend that being way into Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises...
Maybe Christopher Nolan gives them an excuse, but... I don't know. I liked Memento. That may be the only movie of his I've
seen. Memento. I like Inception. But again, these are, except for Memento, which, yeah, had its small budget. These are big budget, well-done films, but they're still goddamn big budget
movies.
I think
Memento's fucking great, but yeah.
Well, you know what? Suck my
Leave
cock.
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
Teddy, don't believe his lies.
Well, thanks for joining me. If they want to get a hold of you, it's at Billy Basil on Twitter and at Gray Sky Eternal on Twitter as well. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I'm at papasbasement.com. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. And go there to find
iTunes. You
said
at papasbasement.com.
In papasbasement.com.
No.
What?
Well,
oh,
at Papa's Basement.
At Papa's Basement. I just want that fucking last piece of, what the hell did I get? Parmesan chicken?
I don't know. That stunk because it's
$10
fucking fried.
For a large. Yeah, it's delicious. What are you talking about? Fried chicken strips on top of a pizza?
That's too much, huh?
You sound like...
What's wrong with, like, good old-fashioned pepperoni?
This must be, like, how you feel hearing me talk about tits. When I'm just like, I love huge fake implants. Yeah.
I'll eat the shit out of a fucking Hawaiian pizza. You don't like that?
It's good.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Otherwise, no, man. Fucking mushrooms, olives, pepperoni.
Well, you've made it through another episode of Pizza Talk.
I don't even like those. I used to like sausage as a kid, but then, like, you see those little weird green seeds in them. You know what I'm talking about?
The fennel.
Whatever the fuck that is creeps me out, and I will not eat it. Because one time as a kid, I saw it in my turds. I was like, I knew what that was from. And I will never eat sausage on a pizza again.
Cycle of life, my friend. Cycle of life.
If you can pick out something that small, I mean, I guess it's roughage, but still, that's just creepy.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Indeed.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.